USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
Israel's prime minister says Iran is violating the terms of the Iran nuclear agreement signed under the Obama administration in 2015. Benjamin Netanyahu telling reporters today.
Iran planned at the highest levels to continue work related to nuclear weapons under different guises and using the same personnel.
President Trump talking about backing out of the nuclear agreement next month. At the White House, the president says there are a lot of potential options to host that historic meeting between the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Everybody wants us. It has the chance to be a big event.
President Trump telling reporters.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
The president's going to meet with the North Korean leader to insist there can be no nuclear weapons in North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Vice President Mike Pence says the White House is keeping an eye on that migrant caravan at the border of U.S. and Mexico, saying,
"This situation is a direct result of our weak immigration laws and our porous border."
The group wants asylum in the United States. They've been traveling for over a month. Senator John McCain announces this will be his last term. The 81-year-old Arizona Republican says it's time to end his career after learning he had brain cancer. He referenced his new book, The Relentless Wave, when he made that announcement. ISIS claims responsibility for two suicide bombings in the Afghan capital of Kabul. More than two dozen people died, including eight reporters, who hurried to the site of the first explosion and were then killed when a second bomb went off. Nearly 50 people were hurt. And former President George H.W. Bush could soon be heading home from the hospital. A spokesperson says he's recovering nicely. He was admitted just hours after burying his wife. Family members saying he was dealing with a blood infection. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president set to speak at the annual National Rifle Association conference this Friday. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It will be Donald Trump's third straight appearance at the annual gathering, being held this year in Dallas. Last year, in his first year as president, he told the gathering,
"The eight-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end."
Vice President Mike Pence is also expected to address the gun rights organization on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Driving this summer could get expensive. Forecasters say crude oil prices are at their highest level in 3 years, and they're expected to keep climbing. Analysts say this will be the most expensive driving season since 2014, with AAA saying that 13% of gas stations across the country are already charging more than $3 a gallon. It was a record-breaking weekend at the box office. We get details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
We got one advantage. She's coming to us.
It was just the beginning for Avengers Infinity War, but it was a big one. It posted a record $250 million in ticket sales over the weekend. That edges out Star Wars The Force Awakens as the highest grossing opening weekend of all time. I'm Wendy King.
And there's three new flavors of the Oreo cookie coming out, included cherry cola, kettle corn, and pina colada. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.